tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour, your defending fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us as usual in this time slot on Tuesday, Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Merry Christmas, Trucker Randy.
Yes, sir. Merry Christmas. We are so excited. We are looking forward to it. We wish we would get some snow because I love a white Christmas. We watch that movie every year and probably going to watch it tonight, but man, we could use some more snow over here. We're back down to green grass. You guys still have quite a bit over there in Gaylord?
We have plenty of snow in here in Gaylord, but we could use some fresh snow, that's for sure. The snowmobile trails really could use it.
Yeah, packed down, and I'm sure probably maybe even a little icy out there right now. But hey, one thing I did want to follow up with you on, you sent me a text message. You got the response already from the Court of Appeals. Explain to folks what's going on in your case.
Man, I'm not sure we have enough time for me to properly explain this nonsense that came down from the Court of Appeals yesterday. It was pretty quick, which leads me to believe that the justices have pretty much had their minds made up, but they cannot seem to get around this other case that went up to the Michigan Supreme Court, this T&B Associates case we've talked about briefly before, the sure. Macomb County caterer that went out of business and then filed a lawsuit in the Court of Claims. That thing, what they are saying is that ruling that went up to the Michigan Supreme Court and basically vacated T&B's win in the Court of Appeals. T&B was out of business. And the order, the mask mandates, all the health department orders had been rescinded by the time this case came before these judges. So essentially what they did is they applied that same ridiculous doctrine to the Iron Pig case. And essentially they hung their hat on the fact, well, actually, I got to correct myself. There is no factual evidence for them to say that the cease and desist order that Lisa Peacock and the Health Department of Northwest Michigan bolstered by the state's laws 2253, 2453, and 2451 imminent danger. That last one is the one that the three panel judges were looking at. They took this precedent, if you want to call it that, saying that an order has been rescinded. Therefore, the case is moot, and we shouldn't even be in court. That's what they hung their hat on. Iron Pig is still in business. We have defeated two other health statutes that are nearly identical, but yet these justices couldn't bring themselves to overcome a terrible ruling by the Michigan Supreme Court in T&V Associates, bolstered by another terrible case called Flynn v. Ottawa, which right now gives any government director or agency director the ability to write a law. That is what happened in Ottawa County during the pandemic. They had a health director that wrote orders with the effect of a law. And that's exactly what the state health director did. That's what Lisa Peacock did here in Otsego County. But right now, those two cases stand. T&V Associates and the Flynn v. Ottawa. Both of those cases basically allowed these three judges to say, sorry, Iron Pig, that emergency order has been rescinded. That cease and desist order has been rescinded. When in fact, I have no proof. They never sent me a letter. They never once got on TV and said, hey, Iron Pig, your cease and desist that we wrote specifically for you, a bill of attainder is actually what that's called, for the Iron Pig, and it has never been rescinded. So in my opinion, the Court of Appeals got it completely wrong.
Wow. Amazing. And we honestly, heading into it, when you saw Brock Schwetzel had been appointed one of the appellate court judges, he actually participated the most with you. You thought perhaps we might get a favorable decision from him, but we didn't.
I've got more on that when we come back. Yeah.
Amen. Let's talk about it. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment discussion with Ian Murphy over at the Iron Pig Smokehouses here in Gaylord. Ian, your thoughts about Judge Brock Schwetzel and how he participated in the hearing, and a little bit more information that you felt you wanted to share with the folks about his decision, his opinion basically with the other two appellate court judges ruling against you 3-0.
Yeah, so it's always important to know who you're going to be arguing in front of. Brock Schwartzel, he ran for Michigan Supreme Court unsuccessfully this last election cycle. In my opinion, I think he would actually be a pretty darn good Supreme Court justice. Colleen O'Brien and then Judge Bozzi was the other. Bozzi is a Whitmer appointee, and Colleen O'Brien is a Snyder appointee, I believe. So we kind of had thought that, you know, Colleen O'Brien, you know, would be on our side. Brock Schwartzel has had a couple of these pandemic-era cases, if you want to call them that. So he is familiar with some of these arguments, which is why, you know, we had a pretty good feeling going into it. At the hearing itself, neither of the other justices besides Schwartzel even uttered a word, not a single word from either one of them. They seemed so apathetic and disinterested in the entirety of all of the arguments. In fact, the cases leading up to ours, those two engaged more in a case involving a veterinarian and a case involving a guy hit by fireworks at a fireworks show. They seemed more involved and more curious about those criminal cases than they did about a case that involved a law that impacted 10 million people in the state of Michigan. It's just wild to me how they just sat there and did nothing. They might as well have been sitting on their hands. Colleen O'Brien, a joke. Judge Bozzi, what a joke. These people are so apathetic, it's ridiculous. So, having said that, we get the ruling, 3-0. All three justices say no. T&V moots out Iron Pig. Then we get a separate unpublished document from Schwartzel. Concurring in the judgment only is what it says. Although I cannot take issue with the majority's judgment, if we were able to write on a blank slate today, I would address the merits of plaintiff's claims challenging the constitutionality of 2451 of the Public Health Code. And yet, because any decision by this panel on the merits of those claims would be summarily vacated by our Supreme Court per its order in T&V Associates, involving a parallel statute operating at the state level, there is little to nothing to be gained by this panel reaching the merits. But make no mistake, this is an unjust state of affairs. Now, it goes on a few more paragraphs and quite eloquently kind of stands behind what we're trying to do and really says that I wish that we could change this outcome so the Michigan Supreme Court would have a look at it. Unfortunately, it's not a dissenting argument, which wouldn't have made a difference anyway. The other two judges, it would have been a 2-1. He went along with the concurring opinion saying that T&V moots out Iron Pig. But what he does not address is that the order has not been rescinded, my cease and desist. The Iron Pig is still in business. There has been a bill of attainder against me with that cease and desist. And yet, 2451 is a different statute than 2253, which is what T&V was trying to say was unconstitutional. So they're saying they're similar, but they don't identify that 2253 and 2453 are unconstitutional, but they will sit and say that they're moot because of this T&V. It's so backwards and upside down, it's insane. But once again, we at least have a justice that is saying this really needs to be looked at. My hands are tied because of this case that went up to the Michigan Supreme Court, but we do believe that there is an injustice here. He finishes by saying, for these reasons, as well as those set forth by the Court of Claims and the Court of Appeals and T&V Associates, I would prefer that we reach the merits of plaintiff's claims here. With that said, my fellow panel members are correct that there is nothing material that distinguishes this case from T&V Associates. That is wrong. Patently false.
The fact that you're still in business and operating and that other business was forced to shut down, go bankrupt, and therefore doesn't exist anymore. It's like night and day. Anybody with a brain could figure that out.
Randy, the Health Department of Northwest Michigan still has a cease and desist order active for me. They can go and pull that out of the drawer and use it on me tomorrow. It has not been rescinded. We are still in business, and this is not a challenge to 2253. This is a challenge to 2451, which allows a local health director to unilaterally declare an imminent danger, which they did. They did to me, Randy. I never had COVID-19, not one single case ever.
Right.
The only thing that was an imminent danger was the fact that Ian Murphy was non-compliant. That is the imminent danger, non-compliance, period.
Well, let me ask you this. Because of this now being the end of the road, unless you guys come up with the money and decide to file and challenge this ruling, taking it to the Michigan Supreme Court, based on the current makeup of the Michigan Supreme Court, is that something you're even considering doing at this point?
Well, I have been known to be a crazy person. Mm-hmm. And it probably would take a crazy person to appeal this to a 6-1 democratically led, Democrat-led Michigan Supreme Court. I really would have to be crazy to do that, especially since, again, this lower court is standing on a Michigan Supreme Court ruling, albeit extremely flawed.
Right.
But you have to look at the course of events, and in my opinion, they took this T&V Associates case up to the Michigan Supreme Court to allow them to have precedential effect on any other case that would try and come along and challenge pandemic law, in my opinion. Now, I have no proof of that, but when you start to look at the timeline of things and the successes that we have had, I'm the only person, the only business, not tooting a horn or anything, the only business that has struck down not one, but two statutes that were used more than the executive orders were used. That's why they needed to moot me out of court. They had to. They cannot allow this case to go anywhere else because I have all the arguments and my case factually is sound. I'm in business. The bill of attainder cease and desist is still there. I'm challenging 2451, not 2253, which a court in Otsego County has already ruled unconstitutional. So I do have the opportunity to ask for a motion to reconsider. That buys me roughly, I think, 60 days. And then, depending if they were to take that reconsideration or not, I then have another 42 days to apply for an appeal to the Michigan Supreme Court. So we're kind of looking at all of the avenues. Now, it did get remanded. Part of it did get remanded back down to Judge Hunter. And what's interesting is in the order, Brock Schwartzel may have snuck one past because if they wanted to, they could have potentially struck down 2453, which is a local version of the state statute that allows the local health director. So in 2022, we had one, the state health director power removed, and then 2023, we had the local health director's power removed. Then we moved on to the imminent danger statute, which we were just in court with. So here is Iron Pig with two really big wins. The only two wins besides the INRI certified questions and Carl the Barber. Nothing has happened until these health statutes were knocked down. They fundamentally cannot allow this case to go forward because it will remove all the power that local and state health directors would have under health statutes. They still have some power under the Emergency Management Act.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. And again, like you say, they have that pending order against you right now. And if anything, you do anything at all over there, they can almost at will pull that back out of their drawer and try to shut you down again.
Now, do I believe that my local health department would do that? I don't think so. That doesn't mean that they wouldn't, right? Just
right.
Because the mandates have been or the emergency orders have been rescinded doesn't mean that they can't be used again, right? That's the whole point. They right. did it unconstitutionally the first time. We're trying to take that power away from them. And the judicial branch, the separate but equal judicial branch, is not following the Michigan Constitution. And that ultimately is my rub. That is where I have the biggest problem, is in my opinion now, I feel that the judicial branch has been captured.
Wow. Amazing. Well, I never expected it. Again, your business is in operation. You're not out of business like TNV, and they forced that business basically into bankruptcy because of the mandates and what they did to that catering service. Completely different than what your operation is. And again, you're still in operation, and how it's not applicable is just amazing to me. So,
and that's not how our founding fathers intended it. The government can't sit there and put you out of business and then not allow you a remedy in court simply because you're out of business. That's scary as hell.
Yeah, absolutely it is. Well, let's talk a little bit about Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and what's your plans for the businesses over there in Gaylord, Iron Pig?
We'll be open both locations for Christmas Eve, sort of business as usual for Christmas Eve. We'll probably close a little bit early. Usually we close around 6, 7 o'clock. And then Christmas Day, sort of the opposite. We're going to open a little bit later. We found last few years up here in Gaylord that people love to be out and about on Christmas Day. The snowmobilers are out, skiers are out because the ski slopes are open. So we'll be opening a little bit later. I think we'll open about 11 o'clock, both locations, lunch and dinner there as well. So just kind of right around that Christmas time, late at night, Christmas Eve, and then early in the morning, breakfast time, we'll be closed up, both locations. So we will be open. So if you're going to be in the area, come on over.
Right. Christmas Day, especially. I know a lot of people, you know, have family up and things like that, but they still enjoy, you know, going out for a dinner as opposed to, you know, making it at home sometimes with so many kids and different things. So definitely going to be open on Christmas Day and serving, like you say, both lunch and dinner.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's a good moneymaker for our crew. You know, we haven't always been open on Christmas, but, you know, so more any more these days we have families that do Christmases. You know, my family does like three Christmases because we're spread all over the place.
Sure.
So I think this is why the Christmas Day has become, you know, kind of what it is. You know, some people have given me a hard time for keeping the restaurant open on Christmas, but I got to tell you, half of my staff love to work that day because it's a good moneymaker, and my hourly employees love it because it's time and a half, and we're open limited days, and I don't force anybody to work on Christmas or Christmas Eve or any holiday for that matter. But I'll tell you, there are always people that want to make money, and there are always people that want to get good service and good barbecue. So,
absolutely. And last minute Christmas shopping, something that they can get a stocking stuffer, or basically, you know, didn't get out and find anything special, they can still get a gift card from you.
Absolutely. I would suggest a bottle of our Iron Pig bourbon, but that might not go in a stocking too well.
No, you don't want that falling off the mantle. That's for sure. Well, we appreciate it, man. Again, the website is ironpigsmoke.com. You can check everything out there. If you have any questions, give the restaurant a call, either downtown or the South Pavilion location. Ian, I want to wish you and your family a very blessed and Merry Christmas, sir.
Merry Christmas to you, Vicky, and all the listeners listening right now. Thank you guys so much.
Appreciate you, brother. We'll talk to you soon. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number two. We'll be right back.